Well, back to the Democrats now, and back to Ohio, where David Wilhelm joins us from Columbus, from the state capitol. David Wilhelm was Bill Clinton's campaign manager in 1992. He's an Ohio native, and he has now endorsed Barack Obama. First of all, David Wilhelm, your sense from either the same or better exit polls than I've seen of what's happening in Ohio today.
Well, what we're hearing is that the race here is surprisingly close. And I say surprising because we were 20 points behind about 3 weeks ago. Most of the latest polling on the race here suggested that Barack Obama was about 7 or 8 percentage points behind. So we feel good about things at this moment. We feel good about the nature of the turnout in the state. And we are on pins and needles waiting for the votes to be counted.
The glass half full for Senator Obama is that in many cases he's come from way, way back in the polls. An argument against him from the Clinton camp is, but look, he can't close the deal. Does he have to close the deal in either Ohio or Texas tonight?
Well, I don't exactly buy that at all. I have 12 straight wins until finally Rhode Island. Sounds a lot like closing the deal to me, and the delegate lead that he has sounds like he's getting close to closing the deal. I actually think tonight Senator Clinton has to have some sort of breakthrough. There has to be some sort of moment that changes the general tenor and direction of this race. And if, and of course it's a huge if, the votes haven't been counted yet. But if both races in both states are very, very close, she has failed to achieve the breakthrough moment that she desired. So I actually think that all the pressure is on Senator Clinton tonight, and we are thrilled by some of the initial soundings here in the state of Ohio that this thing may be very, very close.
Now, we look ahead at the primary schedule for the Democrats. And given the highly proportional nature of the Democratic delegate selection process, it's very hard to imagine a gap of 100 delegates being overcome by pledged delegates. So what do you do about superdelegates between now and then? What is the strategy of the Obama campaign?
Well, I think we need to work on superdelegates as if they were their own primary. But, superdelegates are... they're politicians, and they are there to exercise their judgment, and they are there to act in the best interest of the party. And it is inconceivable to me that that superdelegates, as a general rule, would act to contravene the expressed will of Democratic primary voters and caucus attenders, except in the most extraordinary circumstance. I just don't think that's going to happen, and I think we're going to see in the upcoming days and weeks, if there is no fundamental change coming out of tonight, I think you're going to see more and more superdelegates ratify the choice of Democratic primary voters.
Well, good to hear from you again. Are you packing your bags for another state now, or are you staying in Ohio?
I actually live in Ohio
now.
So I'm here to stay.
Staying, but okay, thanks a lot. David Wilhelm, an Obama supporter this year in Ohio.